With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with the Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we discuss RuPaul's Drag Race, past and present, what Corey would do to Frankenstein, how Vegas ruined my gym crush, and whether or not straight girl bachelorette parties are welcome in gay bars. To watch the visual version of the podcast a week before it's on iTunes and SoundCloud, download the full screen app and enjoy. And if you're an eligible AT&T wireless customer, you can stream me and all my friends again and again because we're giving it to you for a year at no extra cost. Just go to fullscreen.com/ATT for more details. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble.
Good morning.
Hi, Tyler. Why is your cup so far away from your computer?
I keep it over there so that
you can,
so that anybody can have a little sippity doo dah.
Anyone.
Anybody.
Anyone.
I also like it because I don't know if you can see. There's a beautiful
child.
I wasn't gonna call it that.
Do you think I look like a Manchichi?
I was literally gonna say you look like David Archuleta as a Manchichi.
Well, I think he looks like me. Because I'm older than him. And you know, like, when people are like, you look like Liam Payne. And I'm like, well, I'm older. He looks like me.
Or when people are like, you were born in 1989, like the Taylor Swift album. I'm like.
People say that?
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, I was, like, my birth was before the album. Like, I
and
didn't choose you're, that.
And you were born before she was.
And I was, so, if anything, her album's like me.
Do you, like, fill out a form and you write, like, 1989 and someone looks at the form and they're like, oh, just like the Taylor Swift album? Like, when does that happen? Do you want to cheers?
No. Kind of. I feel like I'm
Are you going to come around the mountain again? Don't break it. Cheers.
Tell me a little bit about your cup.
My cup.
That was the first day of school. Let me just tell you, since you're not telling the people.
It's a picture of Tyler. It's from his book.
No, is it?
Yeah, you have that in the book.
So that was the first day of school. I was looking very cute.
What? Whose yard is that?
That was... So my mom would have to walk us to the bus stop.
Why do you think you decided to tuck?
You're
sure to. There's in the picture, Tyler has his
shirt. It's always just a good look to.
That looks like a lot of khaki on khaki.
Mm-hmm. I really liked earth tones.
That was your
all my life. I loved earth tones.
Really?
Yes. And to really lead with a very light khaki pleat,
yeah,
is brave in fifth grade.
It does start the fifth grade on the right foot.
That shirt was made of the same cloth as a towel.
Ooh, a terry cloth.
Terry
shirt.
Cloth. Yes. I wish it was tear away. I wish I had a tear away.
Do you think those are those shorts or pants?
No, those were. Oh, they might have been long shorts.
Pleated long shorts.
Uh-huh. I like a nice pleat, especially when I was a little bit tubbier, because it really helps show each.
It picks out the parts you want to slim.
Oh nope.
How does a pleat work?
It doesn't work well.
No.
No. Well, let me just tell the people at home.
I'm glad you said it.
The people. The pleat?
Now, I'm surprised you chose just one shoulder for the backpack.
Oh, well, that's what cool kids did. And then my dad would always lecture me that that's how you hurt your back.
Yeah. I was going to say, that's now look not at me. Good for your spine.
It was what cool people did. Though in Moonlight...
Did you ever have one of the roller bags?
No, my God.
Those you were too good for that?
Yes.
What if someone listening right now has a roller backpack at home?
Times may be different. Maybe that's cool. But back in 1999, if I had
a
rolling bag...
This was like the Taylor Swift album plus 10?
This was... My stepdad was like, you should have a rolling bag. It's going to be good for your back. I was like, Dad, I'm not a dweeb. And then, meanwhile, I had my Blurple glasses and...
So you were semi-dweeby.
I was the dweeb.
She knew how to dweeb.
Do you know how to dab?
No. And I don't want to.
I'm not going to.
Paul Ryan does.
Would you fuck Paul Ryan?
Yes.
Are you kidding?
I sometimes think he looks like a handsome vampire. Tell me no.
A handsome vampire that's bad at policy.
Well, yeah. He looks... I think it's the widow's peak.
Oh, God.
He has a widow's peak.
What is a widow's peak about?
Have you seen Paul Ryan with a beard?
No, show me.
Can we see Paul Ryan
show
with a
me.
Beard? They're going to pull it up.
Show me
Give
right
them
now.
Two
Have
seconds.
You seen Paul Ryan's workout picture?
Yeah.
So I guess like he could get it then?
Oh, yeah, he's fit.
Paul Ryan with a beard.
He's fit
Paul
to be
Ryan
tied.
Beard.
Right there.
Oh, yeah. He's like, yeah, he could. He looks like
Tell
somebody
me that
who,
that widow's peak does not make him look like a handsome vampire a little bit.
Sure. I mean shirtless. Paul
Do you
Ryan
think that's an existing thing?
Nudes. I'm on it. Yeah. Have you seen this picture that I'm looking at?
I see it now.
Is it real?
I thought that was a tattoo, but it's watermark,
TMZ.
I think.
This picture...
Yeah.
That's a look.
You tell me Paul Ryan couldn't get it.
You know what he could get?
A better...
A fucking education on how to be a good human.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That's what he could get. Yeah. Anyway, what were we talking about?
Sexy vampires.
So, back to sexy vampires. If there's one medieval... Not medieval. If there's one...
Creature?
Critter. Gothic creature.
Monster?
Manchichi monster.
Yeah.
What type of monster would you... A, want to be, and B, want to fuck.
Oh, I definitely knew you were going to say want to fuck.
Yeah.
Like, you mean between Frankenstein or,
so, like, you got a Frankenstein, you got a...
Would you fuck Frankenstein or a vampire?
I would not fuck Frankenstein.
You'd pick Dracula?
Well...
What about, like, a Medusa?
Medusa would be
like
nice.
Like, a Mandusa.
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 Mandusa would be nice, though it's a lot of phallic symbols. Frankenstein, no. I just can't.
Not a sexy Frankenstein?
No, but I think...
He's tall.
I think
he's
he would.
Tall.
Based on... He's like 6'5".
And he's a little goony.
Is that your type?
Like...
Who is that monster in that goony movie?
Sloth?
Cold Sloth.
Yeah, he likes Rocky Road is all I know.
Have you seen those porn tapes? guys fucking pumpkins?
No.
I hate that.
Why have you looked that up?
things just get recommended to you on the side, you know, based on what you click.
Fucking an actual pumpkin or pumpkin from I Love New York.
Fucking an actual
she's
pumpkin.
She's done porn. She's
Has
done,
she?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. No! Don't show us that!
Look what you did. That's your literal screensaver. I don't think that was for the children.
I don't. I think I just saw balls.
We have the blur budget. You learned that when your stripper was here.
Don't remind me. Oh, my God. So there I was at the chapel.
Where he works.
And I felt on edge. I was edging.
That he was going to walk up.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And you know who else I saw at the chapel? My gym crush, who now, should I tell you that I
Let's
kind
go
of told
there.
You. So there I was in Vegas.
First of all, I need to know.
What?
First of all, I need to close my computer of these sexy Paul Ryan pics.
Yeah, me too.
Second of all, how many gym crushes do you have?
Maybe four.
Okay. But the one you're talking about that
four
you saw.
Four gym crushes. Yeah,
four.
I've seen the movie four times.
I've seen it. Four crushes.
Yeah.
So
this one.
The one you saw at the chapel,
short.
Is it the same one you saw in Vegas?
Yes. He's short,
so is he,
compact.
Would you call him the number one crush up until the story you're about to tell?
No. I have a number one crush who is like he's got his body is exactly.
What you're looking for?
What I want to be and what I'm looking for.
Wow.
Yeah. He is, but he's, I've never heard him say a peep. So So,
I mean, do people talk at the gym?
I surely do. Raymond and I are like, chirpy, 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 chirp.
Yeah. You're like, spot me, sis.
Yes. Me when I'm spotting.
And you're like, squat me, sis.
No, I have friends. The gym is a social moment. You see a lot of people.
I mean, I believe I feel like a gym is a social moment.
Anyway, so... Can you bleep his name? I don't want to... I don't know if he listens. So I run into him at the... In Vegas.
We ran into him at the chapel first.
Well, first... No, I did not run into him.
Oh, you just...
I looked at him and I knew he didn't look at me. Or maybe he did, but we didn't make eye contact.
You looked at him and he wasn't looking at you?
Yeah.
Cool story.
So that's my love life in a nutshell. So then I saw him in Vegas. We were at Piranha. Have you been to Piranha?
I think I have.
I think we went together. And I go, there's my gym crush. And so we're like dancing near him because I'm feeling my oats.
Yeah.
And I had a Britney shirt on. Things were looking good for me.
Yeah. Even though it was Britney Jean.
Yes. It was the cutest.
Was that the cheapest shirt, be honest?
No. We went to the Planet Hollywood merch store, and all the other ones were either tank tops, which I did not want to wear a tank top because I have a farmer's tan right now, or B. Yeah. Oh, so I think that's Brandon at Piranha. Wait, maybe that isn't Brandon. He's a Britney dancer.
Okay.
Anyway, so I was talking to Brandon because he's the one that pulled me up on stage. We'll get to it. And he's friends with my gym crush. So I was just kind of
he
like...
He who shan't be named.
It's just going a little. And then he goes...
That's how you were trying to dance up next to somebody?
Give or take.
How drunk were you?
I was there.
Did you...
I wasn't allowed to drink until after I was off
you
stage.
You did your stage thing. I know like, you get
they,
like...
No, it's not even my rule. They took a flashlight and looked in my eyes.
They said, show me your pupil?
Yes, they did.
And?
Anyway.
You passed the test.
So I'm dancing, and then he goes... He was blackout. He's like, hey, not that I have anything wrong with anybody's voices.
Crush?
Yeah. It's just not really the voice matched with.
You thought he sounded like a Muppet? A Muppet baby.
A Muppet baby. Which, if there's anything I don't want to fuck,
Muppet baby is
on my top 100 things I don't want to fuck.
It's a baby.
I don't want
to. It's a baby. You can't.
It's a Muppet.
You could a Muppet. You couldn't a Muppet baby. Baby. Maybe.
Maybe that baby. Anyway, he was wrong in every way. And then he was like putting his hands on my pants and like.
On or in?
In.
Like a pocket or like a front back moment?
In my back pocket.
Oh, okay.
In my back pocket.
In your back pocket. Wink, wink.
In my hot pocket.
Got it.
In my lean pocket.
Got it. Debatable.
No, he like double clicked my mouse and I was like,
pizza pocket.
Can I help you?
He double clicked your mouse on the
dance
floor.
Maybe a single click.
Did you get fisted in Vegas?
I got fisted in Vegas. He was just a lot. And then he was like, he goes, do you think I should take off my tank top? And I go, well, yeah. So he goes, how do you feel about people taking off shirts in certain ways?
Gaze?
Do you like this? Do you like.
If they're being like a sexy moment, that always one arm?
One arm.
That's a talent.
Well, it seemed as if he's been doing it all night.
He had practice.
And then I saw him later that night doing it again for somebody else. And then somebody that I was with.
Well, he goes to the gym, he's showing it off.
Somebody that I was with said that he saw him in the bathroom blowing somebody. So I go, well, it wasn't me. So things are really looking good. And I cannot wait to say hi. Oh, see, that I think is sexy as hell.
Right. That's how you
should. But I also think it depends on the human inside the shirt.
I always think that's a sexy move. Always like crisscross arm, pull up over. I'd love to see Frankenstein do that for me.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Doesn't he only wear a suit?
Frankenstein?
I feel like Frankenstein's always just wearing a suit. Like
he wears like a matching silk pajama night set.
Oh, does he?
Probably. That's like the closest thing
you know what's
thing you
Frankenstein's monster? I hate when people are like, it's actually Frankenstein's monster, not Frankenstein.
Oh. Well, you just did it. Thanks.
I know.
So monster.
I find that to be an aphrodisiac.
You're like, if somebody's smart enough to know the difference between Frankenstein and the monster...
Then they're not welcome in my bed.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they were the one.
No, no. any whoosicles.
So you went to Vegas. You didn't fall in love. You didn't get a wedding.
But I did have the time of my life.
Did you?
Yeah.
I thought you got locked out of your room at 4 a.m.
Oh, my God. Well, I won't get into it. But yes, at 4 a.m, the lock was not working. None of our keys. We had like 30 keys because our things just kept not working.
Did you have Alicia keys?
We did not have Alicia. We did pick a key, though. Can
what
you
does that
key
even
right
mean?
Now?
Oh, pick a key.
There you go. Thank you.
Yeah, I think I nailed it.
And so we were just, the whole time after we got locked out of our room, we were like, why was it locked in the first place? We didn't do that bolt lock. And then they were like, oh, there might be somebody in there. I was like.
Somebody waiting? How long would it take to like ransack the room?
Well, he goes in there, the security person goes in there and goes, did you leave a mess of your clothes? Somebody might have gone through your stuff. There was just a t-shirt on the ground.
Oh, knowing you. knowing you, there was a mess of
No, no. I went in there and I go, are you talking about this? It was a t-shirt on the ground. As he was talking about, like, you know.
Whose t-shirt?
My t-shirt.
Why was it on the ground?
I had.
Lacy.
I did this.
Oh, she had a reveal?
A reveal. Speaking of reveals.
Yeah.
Let's talk. Drag Race.
It happened. The premiere.
First of all, are there any front runners? Do you think anybody's worth winning?
I mean, is there anyone worth winning? I mean, I know which ones are my favorite for sure. Oh, my God. They all look so great. At this point, honestly, we've only seen the first episode and nobody went home because somebody's coming back. When I watched all of their contestant, like, tapes, like Meet the Queens, I was in love with Alexis Michelle. And then
which one's Alexis Michelle?
She is in the yellow, in the middle-ish. Sure.
Oh, you know what? I do like her.
I loved her from her
Meet
the...
She's giving me...
Bianca Del Rio.
Nope.
I felt like she was being like that, like motherly. Like she had that kind of like Bianca presence.
Yeah.
I felt, but not like the camp
funny. She's not
funny.
Like funny.
No,
funny,
she said she's a pageant queen.
She reminds me of... who's that one queen that was in the final three, but she was like a villain that season? And she's kind of like a bigger girl.
Roxy Andrews?
Roxy. She reminds me, like, visually of Roxy and like...
Oh, I think
especially
I like
in
her.
That costume, her Gaga costume. She was giving me Roxy.
She was... Oh, because she did the, like, Golden Globes.
Yes.
Roxy.
She just seemed like Roxy Gaga to me. But she was a surprise to me during the episode and during Untucked. I was like,
I liked her intro tape and I liked her in the episode. So yeah. I was happy. I like Eureka.
I loved Eureka. Eureka's Where I'm From look. Her...
Yeah, it was like the like Midwest. Or no, hers was the like East Tennessee
south.
Or
yeah.
whatever.
It was funny.
Yeah. I liked Nina Bonina. Peach was incredible.
Nina Bonina, though it looked like Gushers. Nina Bonina Flowers, Osama bin Laden, whatever.
Brown.
She, I think, is my front runner, though I don't think she's going to win. They're giving her, it seems like a very good edit right from the get go, which means I feel like she's going to win. She's going to get halfway or something.
Okay. I liked Peppermint.
I like Peppermint.
I liked... You said you liked Trinity Taylor.
Girl, I love Trinity Taylor because in her intro package, she goes, girl, I am Trinity Taylor.
That makes... You like a queen who knows how to introduce themselves?
What's your name?
Corey.
Yeah, I wouldn't root for you.
But asking you in a... In a reality show,
I am Trinity Taylor.
They're going to say, repeat it as a question. It's not going to be just, what's your name? It's going to be like, what's your name? And repeat it as a statement. So you'd be like, my name is
I am
Corey
as
Cool.
Beautiful as a goddess's.
Girl, I am.
And I am as
Trinity.
Funny as a clam. Are you ready for me?
I'm not. Was there anyone you loved? Anyone you hated?
You know who I didn't necessarily fall in love with yet?
Who?
Who I... From her looks and from her attitude, I thought I would. Aja?
I just felt like I was not going
to
like her. I thought everything...
She's like a worse Naomi Smalls to me.
Oh, wasn't there like drama between them? Wasn't Naomi Smalls trying to say that she was trying to be her?
Well, then there you have it.
I thought I saw that on Instagram.
How do you feel about Charlie Hides?
I mean, I think he's now officially the oldest.
Tempest du jour, watch out.
Is the oldest queen to ever, like, be on there. I don't know, have you seen any of his YouTube stuff?
I think I have, I don't know.
Yep. What did they say?
He seems nice.
Lana Del Rey threw shade at him.
Oh, really?
That's what he said in the episode.
I liked Farrah, I think. Farrah's fine for me.
Interesting. I don't mean to be
mean.
We
need to talk about James Mansfield.
Mansfield. What do you want to say?
What's there to say?
I thought when I watched the intro video, I'm just not a fan of Trixie Mattel. Queen. And I feel like this is like a budget Trixie Mattel. I feel so bad, like as if they're listening.
If you're watching or listening, we love the show. We respect your craft. We're only going off edit. So what we can see and is like, very it's just crafted like first and impressions. Constructed.
I'm
first
always rooting for everyone to surprise me or change my
Here's
mind.
What I want about the show. I want everyone to put their best foot forward. I want everyone to come out of it with a great career. I want everyone to be
and I'm
to
sure
feel like
all
they were
them,
represented well.
And I'm sure all of them do a hell of a better job than I could do.
100%. But I have to say, in season 9, to see somebody like James Mansfield, who said that they just started drag how long ago?
That wasn't her.
Oh, it was Asha, wasn't it?
No, that was...
Oh, my God. Then am I...
I think it was Valentina.
I was trying to give her a compliment.
Oh.
I thought James was new to drag, and so maybe that's why
no,
it was like...
No, I thought Valentina or maybe Asha said they were, like, new-ish. I don't remember.
Whatever the reason, I feel like it's mean casting.
If
we can tell that they're not ready.
Oh.
I just don't think James is ready.
Oh. I love a campy queen. I love a funny queen, but I just don't think Trixie Mattel was ever my cup of tea, and I don't think James like Mansfield Trixie. Is going to be my cup of tea either.
I want James to find themselves.
And that's the tea.
Kimora Black, I like. Nina Bonina, the best.
I was surprised how different some of them looked out of drag. And I mean, that just shows how good they are.
Who's
the
hot
craft.
One that
was
everyone's
there
saying
a
is
hot?
Hot? One? Yeah, everyone's like, oh, there's one hot guy.
I didn't see.
I forget.
I don't think I watched and thought any of them were hot.
I liked Shea Coulee, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's talk about who's coming back, because by then it'll already have been aired.
I mean, it's Cynthia Lee Fontaine, right?
Are you happy? Are you sad?
I'm not happy. I wasn't a fan of hers the first time she was there. But like I said, come back, change my mind. I've watched reality shows. I've watched reality shows where people came back and I liked them a lot better the second time.
More often than not, I think I like people less the second time.
And I've watched people on shows like Big Brother, and then they came back, and I liked them less the second
time. Right, that's what I'm talking about.
It's been both ways. So I'll be interested to see if I like her. Didn't she win Miss Congeniality?
Yes.
So that makes it tough. I'm like, that seems a little unfair.
I think that's a good gauge of who should come back.
Right, but I don't think she should be eligible to win it again.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. I'm fine with it. I'm happy with it. I think she's funny then. I hope that she brings a sense of comedy.
You liked her on
I
her
like
first
comedy
season,
queens.
And I was ready for her to go.
I like The Cuckoo. I like Are You Ready For Me? I think she is hilarious. I think she is...
You like people who say, Are You Ready For Me? And girl, I am Tyler Oakley. Wow.
I just like,
what an
I like,
elevated sense of humor
here's
you
what
have.
I like. I like accidental catchphrases. Meanwhile, we got so many fucking queens on here trying to make a catchphrase so that they can sell a shirt. No. I like people that are accidentally, naturally funny.
Right. I think that was a big thing that Alyssa Edwards is all about was...
Oh, my God. Have you seen that video?
Like, unintentional funny. And now she's in on the joke. But I don't think she was in the beginning.
Have you... Well, no, not during back rolls. Have you seen the video of Alyssa Edwards in the bathtub doing improv?
Yes. Yeah.
She is so funny. Those are the queens that I want. People that are just like in on the joke of themselves and can be an idiot. I think there's a lot of queens in this season that are not eager to be an idiot. I guess I just like, if you could pick comedy, fish, or...
Girl, be a triple threat. I'm not picking.
If you had to pick. Comedy or fish, I guess.
Why not pageant? Are you saying fish is pageant?
Yeah. Well, you tell me. I don't know.
I feel like, I know. I feel like the girls who think they are so, like, hot are very different than, like, pageant queens.
Sure.
I just don't think I'm ever there
for... The shadiest edit.
Well, no, when they say things like relying on the body, that to me is, like, a fishy queen where I think pageant queens have a very polished look and comedy queens have a very,
How do you feel...
I guess I would love a comedy queen. I liked Bianca.
Yeah.
But then I hated Trixie.
Sure. So it's like your comedy.
It depends on who it is. I like Alexis, and she says she's a pageant queen.
I have a question.
I liked Alyssa, and she said she was a pageant queen, but now is she a comedy? No labels.
I think as reality shows move forward, and we saw this with The Race, we see this with Big Brother, it gets more produced to a point where it takes away what contestants need to do. So when I think of The Race, it gets more produced as seasons go on of like, okay, here are your options for flights or things like that. It takes away the like X factor element of like things can go any way. With the race, they must be with Drag Race, they must be told what the challenges are going to be. And they come with costumes. Like this Gaga thing, they came with costumes.
Right, which is...
I don't like that.
Oh, I was... And that's... I mean...
I guess it makes for better TV because, like, they're putting their best foot forward.
Right. No, they get a list of, like, here's all your looks that you need to have.
I don't like that.
They're like... So they came prepared with, like, bring a hometown look. Bring Gaga look. Bring a... So that's why I was like... And that's all I was thinking of when Gaga walked into the room. They all knew it was really her because they knew they brought a Gaga look
for
the show.
You're right.
So they never once questioned whether or not it was her.
I guess my problem with it is it takes away what went down in earlier seasons. Like, I think of season, like, remember when they had the money ball or whatever and they had to make their costumes out of money and, like, people fucking made insane looks.
They did, like, there was a curtain challenge and they all got curtains and had to make a dress out of curtains.
I think that... The show was so much more elevated then.
Well, that's what I think is interesting.
Or, like, the level of talent that people were required to have.
Right. And now you can have...
Now you can waltz in. If you have money before the show, you can waltz in
and
win.
Well, that's what they were saying about... what's her name from two seasons ago? Who just was like, I didn't have the budget to...
Chi-Chi.
Like, yeah, Chi-Chi.
Chi-Chi to me, if Chi-Chi had the budget beforehand.
She would have won.
She could have walked in with every costume ready.
Right.
And I guess I don't like that new layer of Drag Race.
Right.
Not to say that the people who have gotten far haven't been talented, but I'm saying there's an advantage. And there's a privilege that comes with coming from money, and I think coming from a big city.
Right.
Where you can take lessons, you can
And I've heard that there were contestants from cities like San Francisco or LA who knew other queens who borrowed outfits.
Or these queens that are from like New York maybe who like know designers.
Right.
Like, sure, great. Like, utilize that and have that elevate your drag, but I think there's an unclear advantage that they're not admitting
If they want to do it, it should be more of a mix. And that's, like, I really liked when I watched Untucked and James Mansfield was saying, I was hoping it was, like, a sewing challenge because I want to make a look.
Me too. I was like, okay, maybe that's redeeming for James.
I was impressed when he said, I want to make a look.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, because some of these queens aren't going to be able to.
I just read an interview that I'd like to bring up with you from RuPaul.
Okay.
And RuPaul was talking about bachelorette parties at gay bars.
I saw the article, but I did not read it.
Basically, it was like, saying you're not welcome, not saying get the fuck out. It was more so like, if you're coming into our space, you better check yourself.
Play by
our
rules.
Respect where you are. You better know that we are welcoming you.
Yeah.
And blah, blah, blah. Not saying like straight women are not welcome, but it was more like, hi, you're coming into our place. Please have respect for our place and our patrons.
Right, I saw
a lot of debate about it.
I thought I saw a sentence or something that said, like, make sure you bring your ones to tip the drag queens because that's, like, part of the environment and that's, like, what happens.
I think there's arguments to both sides. I think it's interesting to have people want to come into our safe space because they find it to be a safe space from straight men.
Yeah.
I think there's something to unpack there that, you know what, like, first and foremost, it's our safe space. But then also, I think there's people that are like, well, how do you know that these people are not, you know, bi women or, you know, blah, blah, blah. So, like, I think there's something to unpack within the gay community, thinking that there's a hierarchy with gay men owning the space, not just everyone.
I'll read the article.
Read the article. Get back
to me.
Send me
an email. I've got a flight back to San Francisco tonight.
I will send it to you. There's a better articles I'll send you. The RuPaul one only, like, touches on a second.
Yeah.
And then they made it the headline, of course.
Got it.
Anyway.
Anywho. So, like, wow. The trouble with TV coming out, like, weekly, like, I watched the first episode and I just wanted to watch the whole season of Drag Race. And then I had to, like, remember.
We're so spoiled.
I know. And I remembered, like, oh, this is, like, the next 3 months.
I was watching. So, Raymond owns the entire series on iTunes.
Oh, okay.
So, he was like, let's go back to season one and just, like, because we were complaining about...
I don't think I've ever watched season one completely.
Oh, my God, girl. We were complaining about some things.
Yeah.
And he goes, for context, let's just go back to season one and see what the hell was happening. It was beyond. Like, not just the quality of camera and everything.
What was the one's last name? LaShawn Beyond?
I don't even know.
It wasn't season one, but there was... When you said Beyond, I thought of... There was a queen named LaShawn Beyond.
The season... You need to watch... Who is... Oh, this is season one.
Yeah.
Well, BB wins. Oh, spoiler. BB wins. But who are the recognizable ones? Oh, the one next
Tammy
to her.
Tammy Brown.
Oh, Tammy Brown.
Nina Flowers.
Nina Flowers. Iconic.
there, I don't know.
There's
I
one named Rebecca who was in like the final four, I think. But a lot of these ones,
I guess
not
I
really
need to go back and watch.
It's worth a watch for context. And it's interesting to watch and see what stuck. Like, gentlemen, start your engines and may the best woman win. Like, that was from the season one. I'm like, that's an iconic phrase. Sometimes people get that. Anywho.
Do you have anything else to say? That was 30 minutes.
Oh, we're already 30 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, well then, later.
You're just saying later?
I was going to say, the only other thing I was going to talk about was these remakes, because didn't you want to talk about Beauty and the Beast?
I wanted to talk about Beauty and the Beast. And
take me there. I want to go there.
I hated it.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see it yet.
I hated it.
Oh my God. Do you think they done fucked up drag?
I'm just like, I was like, I just, don't tell me you're making a live action movie and then like, have it be so animated.
Oh, was it like CGI the house down?
Like, I just did that beast the whole time. The beast. The whole time, I was like...
Bro, that's us!
You know the old school TV show,
yeah.
Beauty and the Beast?
No.
That beast looked better than the beast that, like... I don't even know. And I don't know what the difference between, like, CGI or whatever any of that means. But
It was just too much.
I've watched reality shows where they have, like... There's a reality show where they do makeup and, like, great makeup and, like, change people into, like, aliens and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, give me one of those beasts. I don't want to see this, like, digital beast. And I'm sure there was still a man in a green suit, like, walking through the motions.
Of course. You know, I just find it to be, like, but if I'm, like, you are remaking,
I don't.
It
I just,
better be worthwhile.
I would much rather have seen a man in a costume like the old school Beauty and the Beast. I thought that looked better, and it's from 20 years ago.
Okay. That's valid. Different strokes, honey sis.
Yeah, and I'm like, dress someone up as a clock.
Okay.
You did it.
I did it.
Dress someone up as, I don't know.
I guess I'm just not here for remakes. I'm just not here for remakes. We're done. We've had it.
You're gonna redo it. I'm just like, don't ever remake something and make it worse. It was not
better. Have you seen Power Rangers?
It was not, no, but I want to.
I want to see it. Maybe we'll see it today.
I'm like, don't remake something and make it worse. Make it better.
Mulan is not going to have any music. Jumanji's not going to have the board game.
Wait, Mulan's not going to have music?
That's allegedly.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. And Jumanji's not gonna even going to have the
Jumanji's
board game.
Jumanji's like Kevin Hart and Chris, or like
The Rock.
I was going to say Chris Rock. The Rock.
The Rock.
I'm like, it's like that, like, cop I just ride like, car
don't
movie
fuck
part
up
two.
Things. It's that simple.
Just make it better. If you want to remake it, make it better. I didn't love the Jungle Book remake either.
Oh, I fell asleep.
I
kind of did, though it's long.
And I just thought the casting of Beauty and the Beast was not.
Will Aladdin
have
nipples?
What do you mean?
In the remake.
Because he doesn't have nipples in the movie?
Or does he?
Are they going to make a live action?
Yes.
See, like, I don't know.
They're doing live action everything.
And yeah, they're going to do the same with The Lion King. And I'm like, what? I guess I need to know what their definition of.
Who's Simba in The Lion King?
What's
his
name?
Yeah. Childish Gambino?
Yes.
That's his name? But what's his name?
Gosh,
I'm excited for that. I think he's really cute.
Yeah. But I mean, he's just doing the voice of them doing an animated, digitally animated lion.
Oh, is he? I thought it was going to be.
It's going to be just like The Jungle Book was. Anyway.
Anywho.
So I didn't love Beauty and the Beast, and that's how Sue sees it.
Okay, well, great. P.S., are you going to camp?
Yeah, somebody tweeted and was like, are you coming to camp? I'm like, well, I didn't get my official invite in the mail.
Well, then stay tuned, because who knows if you'll make the cut. That's all we have for today. If you guys want to follow us on Twitter, where can they find us?
On Twitter.
Yeah, but what's your name?
Oh, Corey Cool.
Mm-hmm. And I'm Tyler Oakley. And you can follow the Psychobabble Twitter account.
There's a Psychobabble Facebook page. It's got it all.
And that's it. Good luck with your lives. We love you. And we have a special guest next week.
Oh, my.
Or
no,
do we?
I guess not. I guess they'll have to tune in to see.
Okay, bye.
Looking to get the most out of your money, time, and even better, your points and miles? I'm Chris Hutchins. I'm a lifelong optimizer, and I've sold 2 companies, racked up millions of points, and traveled the world to over 60 countries almost always for free. And I host All the Hacks, an award-winning podcast trusted by more than 1 million listeners that turns big ideas into quick tactical moves you can start using today to upgrade your life, money, and travel. Recent episodes have covered how to book business class seats for economy prices, how to make an easy $3,000 a month from online deals, and tiny habits that you can use to buy back hours of your time each week. There's no fluff in the show. It's just proven playbooks to travel better, spend smarter, and design a life you're excited about. So search All the Hacks, that's All the Hacks, in your podcast app, hit follow, and start upgrading your life today.
Life is a workout. And Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.